Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
DJ Fluker, and we got a lot to hit. Of course, he's with the Seattle Seahawks now, 7-2, coming off a fun win against the Tampa Bay Bucs this past weekend. Big one Monday against the 49ers. Hey, big man, I thought this was going to be 2 days in a row. You left us hanging. We finally got you. What's going on, DJ?
Oh, not much, man. Just, just got done with a little bit of film studying.
Okay.
Stuff like that. So. Okay. Get back in groove right now.
No doubt. And we're happy to make it happen. Before we get to the NFL stuff, all right, man, LSU. This is a different LSU team. They can move the ball. Joe Burrow can score points. You guys seem a little vulnerable, more so than you've been the last couple of years. You guys going to win this weekend?
I mean, of course. That's the only way to look at it, right?
I'm asking. I think LSU's going to win.
Oh, man. Well, I'll take you up on that offer then.
Yeah, I already lost a bet with Jason Sehorn. I don't need to lose another bet to it, to a current NFL player, but it should be a fun game.
Yeah,
man.
It's going to be a great game. I'm going to be actually down there calling it, so I'm going to get to experience it. Yeah, it's
going
to be great.
Awesome.
I was at the Iron Bowl last year. I'll be down for the LSU. And, you know, DJ, when you were in school, LSU wasn't – I mean, they were competitive, but they weren't, like, challenging your guys for the SEC championship or for the college football playoff. I mean, I don't know if you have any – I can't think of your roster right now if there's any LSU alum on the Seattle Seahawks roster. But, I mean, you guys talking about this? Because it's one of the biggest games of the season.
We haven't really got around to it yet.
Yeah.
Me and Jaren Reed, we played at Bama. He was there after I left.
Yeah.
And then we got Al Woods and Ethan Posick. You know, both LSU guys, we definitely going to talk trash this week now.
You better.
I'm sorry. I mean, there's no other way, you know, but we're definitely going to talk to Noah.
I love it. We're talking to DJ Fluker, by the way, first-round pick out of Alabama by the then San Diego Chargers back in 2013. He's on Seattle. They're looking good. 7 wins already. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, DJ, tell us, you know, your experience with Russell. You're a couple seasons now with him. And the knock was that the offensive line wasn't protecting him. It's doing a lot better this year, obviously. And he's on this trajectory to be an MVP with how good he's been. From your perspective, what kind of leader is he for you all? Because from the outside looking in, he's spectacular.
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy. You know, that's one. Being a leader, man, I mean, he takes things to how do I say this? He takes things very seriously. Everything's business. Being able to lead his team, you know, he's very, very encouraging. Always trying to get guys on the same level that he's on, you know, and just basically his mindset, all about winning.
Yeah.
All about being a competitor. You know, that's what makes him great. That's
yeah.
What makes him a difference maker.
No, without a doubt. Is he fun? You know what I mean? I know he's serious about his job, his profession, but is he fun? Because sometimes you need that, you know?
Oh yeah, Russ is definitely fun. He do crack jokes now. He do crack jokes. He always picking on everyone. You know, that's the thing. He kind of a little bit of bully, you know, a little bit. You know,
yeah,
picking on guys there on like every now and then. But he's a great guy, man. He always having fun, especially trying to team meeting room, cracking jokes and things like that. You know, he's a real humble guy, but he will have fun now.
He is a warrior. 25 touchdowns, one pick. It's like college stats. The way he runs around and goes off script is one of the most amazing things we see weekly in the NFL. Let me ask you about one of your new teammates, Josh Gordon. Have you met him yet?
Not yet, but hopefully soon.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure tomorrow we definitely gonna meet him.
Yeah, I would hope so because I think he's gonna play this weekend. Eventually, he's got to show up at the building.
Yeah,
So
today's your off day, right? Because
you're playing Monday,
correct?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so then that makes sense. And you know, I got to tell you, DJ, we know that you'd run the ball with Carson, and you guys do that well. But Metcalf, you know, we saw him at the combine. He was a physical freak, obviously, but he seems to be a better route runner, better hands, better than we thought. Like a more polished player. He's not just a physical freak. He's a hell of a football player. He's made a big difference for you so far. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. He's come a long way. You know, especially since OTA this spring. You know, I know he worked with Doug Baldwin a little bit too. You know, doing drills and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Russ is a great mentor though. So that he has all the tools. You know, and I think that helps him a lot too. But Coach Carroll stays on all his rookies, make sure they know every single thing to do. And that's kind of what it's about, having great teachers, making guys understand like their rock concepts and making them perfected. And he's done a great job. He made a big impact, going to get some great corners, and he made them all look crazy.
He's
a sleeper.
There's no doubt. He's fit in a lot quicker than I think we thought. That's DJ Fluker, offensive lineman, Seattle, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, DJ, you weren't with the team back in the Marshawn Lynch era, but Pete Carroll was old school like that. Run the football, pound them, play great defense. It's an old school philosophy. It's actually refreshing to watch sometimes. When you look at your offensive line makeup right now with Dwayne Brown and Ipudi and you and Ifedi, you guys have done a great job of opening the running lanes again. You know, it was that way a few years ago. Now it's coming back, and Chris Carson has turned into a little bit of a stud. Tell us about this resurgent running game that the Seattle Seahawks are deploying.
Well, we can't really take the credit just yet. It started with Mike Laura and Shadi.
Yeah.
Started in Mike Laura. That's where it starts at. You know, I think our offensive staff has done a great job, and they're finding keys to make our team better, put us in great situations of scheme wise, and you know, finding what players on the offensive line can do certain things. You know, that's what it's about, building your offense around guys that will make things happen, make the ball run, and you know, and everything like that, put us in good situations. I think that's where it starts. And Chris been balling out.
Yep.
Been he had a little rough start like in the beginning, but he got better, you know, and people on him. But like I told Chris, man, you are who you are. You know what I'm saying? Be great, you know, and he's done that.
Yeah.
He's taking strides, you know, and I think he's done a great job this year.
All right, we got DJ, we got about 25, 30 seconds here. As you watch the film, boom, there's D Ford. Boom, there's Armstead. Boom, there's Buckner. Boom, there's Bosa. How do you stop these 49ers, man? They're coming for you. They're pretty good.
Oh, they come for us. We come for them.
That's what I wanted to hear. Let's go. Let's go. Come on.
They got something that we want. Oh. And we're trying to break that record for them.
Yeah.
Love it.
Give them a loss. Their first loss. That's our goal.
I like it. That's going to be one of the – that's probably – well, that's right there.
Yeah, but very rarely do you get the Monday night game being the best game on the schedule for the week, and you got that this week.
That's going to be awesome. Good catching up, man. DJ Fluker, first-round pick, 2013, the Chargers back in San Diego, and he's found a nice home in Seattle, 7-2. They got the Niners on Monday night. Good to hook up, man. I was going to have to ban you from the show. You kept dissing us here, but you made it happen, DJ. Thanks, buddy.
All good. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.